Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, final hour of the midday show here on this Wednesday. Game one of the Eastern Conference Finals coming up tonight, 8:30 with the tip right here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You can hear it all right here. Steve Holman, voice of the Hawks, he'll have the call for you. Got our Ask Me Anything segment coming up before the end of the hour. Get those questions in now. You send your Ask Me Anything questions at 929 The Game, at Windy Radio. What else going on? Oh, Atlanta United, they are in action tonight. You can hear that over on Star 94 with the 7 o'clock pregame, 7:30 with the kickoffs. I think that...
That seems about our housekeeping. We got some money to give away. Y'all know that. That's about it, Chris.
All right, let's get to what's trending.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for what's trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
It's an easy thing to always say. If we shoot better, we'll be better. Our team, I think, is capable of definitely shooting the ball better. You know, 23s in that game one. But you can't always rely on that. You can't be a team that relies on just making a whole bunch of threes to win you games. And we haven't. We keep finding a way. Different guys keep stepping up. Different guys get hot at the right moments. We're playing defense. We're locking into teams and their game plans. So if we shoot well, that'll be kind of the icing on the cake. And if we get to a point where we're making 23s in a game, I think we're going to be pretty tough to stop. But until we do that, we got to keep doing all the little things that have gotten us here.
That's the Hawks' Kevin Huerter on how they got there without shooting it all that well. Hawks are in the Eastern Conference Finals. Randy, look, we talked about it earlier. I think the Hawks need to shoot. They got to shoot better from three than they did against Philly. And I think that's where the injury to Bogdanovich is so huge. If he can't go, you got to have somebody else. You know, Gallinari, somebody has got to step up and be that sharpshooter from three in addition to Trey.
Well, I mean, they can't be as reliant as far as when they're missing because – you know, Milwaukee's, I think, in my opinion, is a better shooting team, collectively shooting team, than the last two teams they played. They're better than the Sixers, and I think they're better than the Knicks, of course. And so they will make you pay. A lot of those times when the Hawks missed a lot of shots, the other teams didn't make them pay that much. And so I think this Milwaukee team will make you pay. And so they've got to find a way to make some shots, get open looks. And I still think, as great of a defender as Drew Holiday is, I still think Trey can get past him. I think Trey can get past him and make those, force those bigs to come up. And if that floater isn't coming, he's lopping the ball to him. But if he's making that floater, it makes him that much more harder to guard. And we know that when Trey's floater is going, he's damn near impossible to guard because he's getting in the lead. It don't matter.
If you believe in such things, the predictor metrics, ESPN has Milwaukee favored, expected to win an 83% chance to win this series over the Hawks. Again, if you believe in such a thing. You know, what do they call it? Some sort of predictor thing. I don't know what they call it.
Some kind of dork predictor.
Yeah.
Dork predictor. Yeah.
Yeah, one of those. So the Hawks are heavy underdogs in this series. You heard Steve Ashburner earlier. He made it sound like it was almost impossible for the Hawks to be able to win this series. Here's Giannis, though. The Freak says he expects a tough series.
It's not going to be easy at all. Like, they play great. They move the ball. They get a lot of threes. It doesn't really matter if you have experience. Like, they're playing good basketball, you know? So it's gonna be hard. We gotta do our job, enjoy the game, and hopefully, you know, we've learned from our past, and we're in a position right now to put ourselves in a position to win the game.
You don't contain that. You don't stop that guy, Randy. You hope you can just contain him enough.
Right.
I don't know. The way I kind of look at it is, look, Giannis is Giannis. Just don't let Middleton beat you.
Yep.
Don't let one of these other guys beat you, because so far in his career, since he's been in the league, the Hawks, they have not been able to stop that guy at all.
I mean, and there's just certain players that, you know, his style of play, he's such a long player that he's able to be at the damn rim at one step from the three-point line. And so, I mean, he's averaging 30-11 in the playoffs. So, I mean, he's playing well. I think a lot of people, when you see the missed shots or having a horrible horrible poses, no, he's playing pretty damn well. And he's going to get to where he wants to get on the floor. But I'm with you. If you can't let both of them go off. You cannot let both of them go off. More likely, you look at it as Giannis is going to get his, and you got to find a way to corral Chris Middleton. But if Drew Holiday comes and plays like the play he's capable of, it's going to be a problem. But I still think the Hawks have enough firepower, have enough bodies to go out there and win this series still.
DeAndre Ayton got his last night. He had a dunk with less than a second left to give the Suns the 104-103 win over the Clippers. Here's how it went down.
Crowder waiting with it, lobs it underneath.
Yes! It's good. DeAndre Ayton scores the basket over the rim and in. DeAndre Ayton put it over the rim and in.
We tried to run it earlier in the year playing against Denver, and DA had to go up and catch it and bring it back down and try to score. I think he dunked it, but that was just Jay. Book screen and DA's ability to go get the ball, those three guys in that play. And Cam and Mikhail just getting out of the way. So, like I said, I wish I was that bright, but it doesn't work out that way for me.
Heck of a finish last night, Randy. Phoenix now takes a 2-0 lead in that Western Conference semifinal series.
Yeah, I mean, the Clippers have been down 0-2 in both series, and they were able to come back. You know, that they did the second one against the Utah Jazz. They won both games without Kawhi Leonard, if I'm not mistaken. But they got – I mean, the Phoenix Suns get Chris Paul back probably this next game. We don't know when the Clippers are going to get back Kawhi Leonard. And, you know, you can talk about playoff P and all that pandemic P and all. The dudes were playing outstanding, but he did miss free throws last night. He missed some clutch free throws, and he's an 89% free throw shooter this year. So, yeah, it was a choke job by him. But, I mean, I'm giving more credit to Phoenix than I am taking shots at Paul George. I mean, that was just a great out-of-bounds play by Monty Williams. And, I mean, great pass by Crowder. Devin Booker with just enough of a screen to get Ayton free. And he got them Ayton got them hop-hops.
Yes, he does.
And he went up and got that, man. And what a great play. And so many people are, oh, you got to review that. It's a goaltend. But it's not a shot. It's a pass. So there's no goaltend on that. And I just thought it was worked to perfection.
Yeah, by the way, you mentioned Paul George there. He finished with 26 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. He scored 9 points in the final 2 minutes and 41 seconds for the Clippers.
Nobody cares about that.
He missed 2 free throws in the final 8 seconds, that's what everybody's going to remember about that game. By the way, the Suns hopeful they get Chris Paul back for Game 3. That'll be Thursday night in Los Angeles. That is according to ESPN. Devin Booker ended up with 3 stitches after taking a headbutt from Patrick Beverley last night. No Chris Paul, but a whole lot of Cameron Payne. He finished with 29 points, 9 assists, and did not commit a single turnover last night for the Suns in that win. Braves got the win last night. They trail the Mets now just by 4 games. The National League East, it was a 3-0 win. Charlie Morton with his major league win, number 100, as he struck out 11. Here's how it sounded last night from Bally Sports.
And on the ground, Dansby deep in the hole. Strong throw, and Freddie dug it out. And Charlie Morton with 7 shutout innings, 1 hit allowed. It's all working for the veteran right-hander in back-to-back starts. 3-0 Atlanta lead.
It's a milestone win for anybody in this game. It's hard to win games in the big leagues. And you know, and like I say, it hasn't been easy sledding for Charlie either. I mean, he's been through adversity and things, different stuff, and to keep going at it like he is right now is just a testament to him and how he takes care of himself.
Way to go, Charlie!
He was really good last night. Struck out 11 in 7 innings of work. Gave up just one hit and walked only 2 last night as the Braves beat the Mets 3-0. Dansby Swanson with home run number 12. Ozzie Albies goes 2-for-4. Those are all good signs. Braves will try to win the series against the Mets. Final game of the 4-game set is tonight from New York, 7-10 for the first pitch. And Max Fried was supposed to start for the Braves tonight. He goes on the injured list with a blister. Kyle Wright, who hasn't started in the big leagues since April, gets the call up from AAA.
I'll tell you what, just give me 5, young fella. Just give me 5 strong. And I'm talking about Kyle Wright getting another opportunity to come up like a lot of these other young pitchers that the Braves have, to just see if anybody can stay up here and not have to go back to Gwinnett, not get on the Wangster wagon and go back. That's the biggest thing for this young man. But I need the Braves to win this. The Braves have got to start winning series, not just games, not just, and not, you know, Chris, 2 wins, then 3 losses. 3 wins, 4 losses. No, they got to get a consistent effort from now on. But it starts tonight, beating the Mets, going to Cincinnati, figuring out up there, and then coming back home. And then you got a few games against the Marlins where they need to win those series. They got to start adding up these wins, Chris, like you said, by July. Because of the fact is that when we had Joe P on, there's no guarantee that the NL East is going to get a wild card. You might have to win the division to be able to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, and this schedule sets up nicely now for the Braves between now and the All-Star break. So it's time for the Braves to make some hay, take advantage of it. Time for you to take advantage of it. Randy's got a code word for you and a chance for you to win some cash.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
cloud. The 1 o'clock national signing bonus code word for the 1 o'clock hour is cloud, C-L-O-U-D. You have until 1:59 to text cloud to 72881, 72881. Get you some money.
What else have we not talked about so far here, Randy? Atlanta United. Thank you so much for reminding me again.
Finish. They'll be without the manager because he was complaining too much and then tossed him up out of there. But it really doesn't matter, Chris. They got to finish. And for some reason, maybe they just do it at home, Chris. They get up and they're up by 2 goals in the 80th minute and they end up tying the game. And a lot of times, I know ties are ties, but these ties for some reason feel like a loss. Go up to New York City. Handle your business. You're going to be without some of the same guys that you were without last game, but yet you were up 2-0 on a Philadelphia team that you didn't think you were going to be up 2-0. Finish, Chris. That's all I need. I need to finish. Finish. First meet is this first Brian, is this the first midday week midweek
yes.
match of the
so.
Season of the season? Okay. So you got a short turnaround, short memory. Let's go up there and get it done, man. Finish.
Gabriel Heinze suspended due to yellow card accumulation. As Randy mentioned, he will be there, but not on the sideline for Atlanta United. Here's George Vello and his thoughts on playing the New York City Football Club.
They have a good game plan against them. You know, they have a lot of talented players. So, I mean, we're just going to go out there and continue to play our game. But in my opinion, we've been playing very well. Just about those closing up games, obviously. But, yeah, I'm really confident. And I know all my teammates and I will try our best to get the win.
Randy, New York's going to come into this game smarting a little bit as well. They lost late 3-2 to New England last time out, so they're going to come out with something to prove. And, of course, as you mentioned, Atlanta United, they've squandered 2-0 leads in each of their last 2 games.
At home.
I still think this team's pretty good. They just haven't been able to put 90 minutes together yet. Once they figure out how to put 90 minutes together, I think Atlanta United can have a really nice year. But they've got to get it together and play a full game, and that hasn't happened yet.
They got to just finish the game out, man. And the thing about it is they still have a lot of their guys, especially, you know, Joseph and all those guys that are not here. I thought Lennon had his best game as a United player as far as his touches and everything. But they got to freaking finish off these games. Coming into the season, Chris, we were saying United may be one of the best defensive teams in MLS. Not blowing leads like that, they're not. So, yeah, it's been a frustrating, you know, last couple of times at home. But you get some get back, get some rebound. Don't forget, guys, our United coverage is on the new Star 94.1 where Mike Conte and Jason Longshore have you.
Randy sent it just like a radio professional.
The new. Hey, Chris, I'm a professional.
I never doubted you for a moment. Hawks and Bucks, game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. We'll give you some keys to a win in game one for the Hawks. We'll do that. Plus, Randy's going to ramble. We'll get to all that. Still got our Ask Me Anything segment coming up before the end of the hour. Get those questions in now at Windy Radio, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, and the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the midday show. We'll get to Randy's ramble coming up about 1:30, about 7-8 minutes from now. What you got on tap today, Randy?
Oh, man. This is a – Chris, I'm going to tell you something. There's nobody on this show that gets accused of being old, get made fun of for being older, or I call it seasoned, than me. But one of the best in the world is right, it's side by side with me on our thinking. Yeah, Wendy.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's coming up in Randy's ramble. We'll get to that a little bit later on. Still got to ask me anything coming up before the end of the hour, so get your questions in right now. You can do it at 929 The Game, at Wendy Radio. We'll also get some of your calls here before we finish up the hour in our Ask Me Anything segment. Is we'll get to that here in about another 20 minutes or so from right now. Hawks and Bucks tonight. It is game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. Randy, let's get to a couple of keys to a Hawks win in this. And I want to talk big picture here. Not just so much this game one, but kind of a look at this series. I'll go first.
I always go first, Chris.
Okay, Randy, you'll
Thank
go
you.
First, and I'll wait on you.
I was like, hold on, Chris, I'll go first. Because I like to go first just in case you might steal some of mine. All right, but you go big picture. I'm going to go game by game because, Chris, you know, on Friday we're going to do it 1 o'clock at 1:20.
We're going to do the same thing again.
You're going to say that again.
Yeah, but I'll have a better idea. I'll have a better idea how this series is going to go once I see them play tonight.
The first thing I think they need to do, Chris, they got a gang rebound. They have got to be able to, because I thought they did a great job at the end when they're playing against Philadelphia, where they had three bodies there. They had, it was John Collins and Clint and somebody else, they were all there. They were gang rebounding. They have got to secure the defensive rebound against this basketball team. They cannot keep giving them second shots and all those different things because that can get the Hawks beat right there. They have got the gang rebound. Second one, the bench. We know you got to get something out of Lou Will. But Gallo, he's got to continue to play the way he's playing. The bench has shrunk, and so right now, but you don't know who's going to be added to that because of the fact that we don't know what Bogey's status is going to be for tonight. So a bench player is going to move into the starting lineup, Chris. So we don't know how that's going to go. But I think Gallo has got to keep – that same rhythm that he's playing with, because he's been playing well offensively, and he hit some big shots for him down the stretch. And I think this is self-explanatory, and everybody says it, but it is true. You got to make Giannis a jump shooter. You got to make him a jump shooter and keep him as a jump shooter. Now, can he get to the rim against anybody in the league? Yes, he can. He averaged 30 and 10 in the last, because that's just him. That's just his greatness. There's no telling that if he might, because you just finished facing a great player in Joel Embiid, that the whole series was based off of, he gonna get his. He gonna get his. But the one thing about Giannis that differs him from Joel Embiid, Giannis ain't gonna wear down. Giannis is not gonna get tired, Chris. Giannis is not going to waver under pressure, because I don't think Embiid wavered under pressure, Chris. I think he was just tired. I just don't see Giannis wearing down at all. And so they got to try to find a way to make him a jump shooter, even though he's still a player that can get anywhere on the floor that he wants. It's just all about him making shots when he gets to where he wants to on the
Think we – do we lose Randy? You back with us?
I'm here.
Okay. I thought we lost you there for a second. All right, I'll give you a couple of mine now. The Hawks have got to shoot a higher percentage from three. We've already talked about that. And they cannot shoot as bad from three as they did against Philly and be able to win, whether that's tonight or this series as a whole. That's what concerns me so much about the injury to Bogdanovich, which brings me, Randy, to my second key, and that's the bench. And look, I think at some point in time, maybe it comes tonight, maybe it comes later on in the series, but at some point in time, we got to have a game from this bench where they need to maybe not win the game, but they've certainly got to be able to come down and keep the pedal down. And look, if you were to tell me right now that we're going to get one of those Lou Williams kind of games, I'd be okay with that in this series, because I think the Hawks need that. And then finally, and it's something we mentioned earlier, I think the Hawks need to force Milwaukee to play in that half-court game. Keep them out of transition, because that's what worries me the most about Milwaukee in this. I worry about the Hawks being able to shoot from three, and I worry about Milwaukee in transition. Force them into a half-court game. It's going to take Chris Middleton out of what he can do or what he does well. Force them into a half-court game. If that can happen, then I like their chances. And again, as we've mentioned already today, the Hawks have taken game one in each of their previous two playoff series. So why not make it 3-for-3 and get the win tonight in game one?
It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy because, the Bucks have not lost a home playoff game. And, everybody plays well at home. And so that was one of the things they said about Chris Middleton. Those guys, they're going to play well at home. Well, Chris Middleton showed you that he can play well on the home anyway. I think he's going to be the one thing. I think he's going to be the hardest player for the Hawks to match up with. I agree.
Middleton's the key to the series.
Yeah, I think that he is going to be the hardest player for the Hawks to match up. And not saying anything as Giannis, because Giannis is a two-time damn MVP. I think Chris Middleton will be harder to defend than anybody because he's bigger than Herder. Who was with us yesterday said he's bigger than Herder, he's bigger than Bogdanovich, but he's not as strong. Or other way, Herder's not strong enough and Bogey's not big enough or something like that.
Right.
But, I mean, he's going to be a mismatch for the Hawks. So that's why if they do go to decide that Gallo is going to be in the starting lineup, that's how you would have the flow. I know that, we've had some people, Capella can't guard Giannis. Well, not too many people can guard Giannis all game. If y'all really thought that Blake Griffin did a good job on him because you saw one meme of Giannis dribbling 40 times and didn't go anywhere, he still averaged 30 and 10 on them. So whoever's guarding Chris Middleton is going to be a mismatch for him. And like you said, he could be the key factor because when he gets it going along with Giannis, man, they are a hard team to beat.
And if he doesn't get it going, Randy, if he has an off night, which he's prone to do, you got to take advantage of it. You have to take advantage of it. You cannot allow – if Middleton has a bad night, you have to win. You cannot allow –
you have to win that.
Yes. Yes, you got to win that. You got to win that night. You cannot allow that. So I agree with you 100%.
And that's where they are. And then also Drew Holiday, who did not shoot the ball particularly well in the last, has the capabilities of being that type of player. We know what he brings to the defensive side of the ball. So expect him to be man up on Trey the whole time. But at the same time, you can't let him get going offensive. Because one thing about him is that Chris will shoot his way out of a slump. he'll shoot his team out of it too. So, let's go Hawks, man. I mean, you're up there. You do have something to play for. You do have something to lose. Ain't nobody playing for no house money or anything like that. The whole objective is to go up there and win the basketball game.
And if this series comes down, if any game comes down late, I like the Hawks' chances. I like this team in the fourth quarter late with the game on the line.
Yeah, why not? I mean, they've shown it time and time again.
That's right. Shown it time and time again. All right, it's time for Randy's Ramble here on the Midday Show on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
It's time for Randy's Ramble. When no one in the world, including his family and coworkers, know what the hell Randy is about to talk about. Anything from this.
Gang banging in Little Rock.
To this.
Hey, you got draws on?
To this.
Y'all know what I meant when I said girth.
Randy is saying it with his chest on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Well, you guys, you know, I've been sitting here watching the Euro Cup and everything. And, you know, I've been a big fan. We talked about Spain and everything. But at 3:30 today, one of the biggest soccer stars in the world, Cristiano Ronaldo in Portugal, they're taking on France, which is going to be an amazing match. And as I say that, it's because Wendy and Brian and Nick Kale and sometimes Andy's always talking about me being old and picking at me, Chris, about my phone, about everything that I have electronically. And Chris, you know what they were on me a couple weeks ago? The fact that I have a fax machine. Now, Chris, you're a little bit older than me. Do you find anything strange about me having a fax machine?
Yes, Randy, I do.
Damn it, Chris, you were supposed to agree with me.
I got you back almost always.
You know what, man, whatever. Because you know it don't even matter what you think, Chris. Because right here, Cristiano Ronaldo, who's going to be playing that game this afternoon, he has two private planes, Chris, that total about $100 million. That's how rich he is, okay? He has a G650, which costs about $65 million, 8,000 miles without having refueling. I mean, that's low. Then he has a Gulfstream G200 that he got for about $25 million. He refurbished this thing. This thing, Chris, is like laid out. It got refrigerated. It got couches. It got bar. It got everything, Chris. And he made a point to put a fax machine on his jet. Now, if Cristiano Ronaldo can put a fax machine on his private damn plane, then Randy can have a fax machine and not get picked at in his house. Because you never know when all y'all stuff and all your copy and pasting stuff and all that other fancy diddly stuff that y'all know how to do that I don't know how to do, it might all go down. But not one time that I've used this fax machine has a person not gotten the fax that they needed it. All right, so for all of y'all Wendy's and Brian's and Nick Kale and sometimes Andy and now, unfortunately, my friend Chris Goforth, that think it's weird that I have a damn fax machine in my house, if it's good enough for a G22, it's good enough for Miles. So there it is. So if you don't like it, so what?
I just want to know who you're faxing. What are you faxing?
Don't worry about who I'm faxing, okay? I'm faxing business, Chris. Business what? Stuff, Chris, all right? For like wire transfers and stuff like that, I don't trust certain types of thing. I don't trust the little sign thing on my phone. I don't trust that thing. Where you sign it, where you push a little, I don't
so
trust
So instead,
that,
you're going to fax it to somebody's office to see, where it's just laying out there for everybody to see? Some
no,
random
no, see,
joke
see, there it is right there. See, that,
stuff
see, see that ain't how it works. When I make those kind of transactions, Chris, go for it. Uh-huh. They go directly to the guy's office that I'm making the transaction to, okay. Chris. Okay,
what if somebody
I'm all about business.
You
all
right? Thought about that?
Ain't nobody in his office because I let him know, hey, bro, the fax is on the way and it's signed. I need you to take care of that. That's what grown folks do. Grown folks don't rely on phones and that little pin pushy thing where you can't even never get your damn signature on the line, right, Chris? I don't trust that kind of stuff. Right? I like to see it right there written down with my nice pen. And it's there, Chris. And it's there. All right. So don't hate on the grown man movement, okay? All right. I got a desktop, Chris. You find something wrong with that, Chris? Me having a desktop?
No, there's nothing wrong with you having a desktop, Randy.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. That's okay. Acceptable. All right. So you back on my side right now. But for Wendy and all y'all other haters, I'm talking about that it wasn't Wendy that did. It was a whole bunch of y'all out there talking bad about me and my damn fax machine. Well, if it's good enough, Cristiano Ronaldo got 200 damn Instagram followers. If it's good enough for him, it's good enough for me. So there it is. I'm never getting rid of it. Wendy. Look at that right there. That thing. That's a bad airplane. That's a bad looking airplane, Chris. I wonder what he faxed on his airplane.
I just want your fax number now.
Why would I get my fax number?
I don't know.
You don't have a fax
machine. I just want your fax number. Well, I could go to like Office Depot or someplace and fax.
And say, Wendy said, how often do you use your fax machine? Don't worry about it, Wendy. Don't worry about it. It's what grown folks do.
All right, Ask Me Anything coming up next. We'll get to your questions at Windy Radio at 92.9 The Game. Also, 404-741-0929. We'll take your calls here. Ask Me Anything next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask Me Anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This hour is brought to you by Right From The Heart, and it is time.
Hey, y'all gonna get up. Y'all gonna get up off me, all right? All right? I'm not old, but this is the funniest thing. My girl, Miss Allison Smith, love one of my favorites. She wrote down and said, she sent me this, Chris. Five things nobody has in their house anymore. DVDs. Yes, I have DVDs in here. All right? CDs. Yes, I have CDs somewhere in here. A file cabinet. What's wrong with having a file cabinet? You keep files in there. A wall calendar. Yeah. And then takeout menus. Hell yeah, I got takeout menus. When they still send it, when we order food, they send takeout menus. So there's a drawer full of takeout menus. What's wrong with that? Is that old? Is that, am I losing my mind? Yes, I still have DVDs. I got a whole collection of DVDs. Now, do I use them? No. CDs? No.
Yeah.
But I still have them.
Right.
You know, y'all go get up off me, man. Y'all get up off me. I know they talking about wow, fax apps and all that. I got a shaky fingertip pointer finger. All right? It's just shaky, man. It's just shaky. So when it say my signature, I'll be all over the place. Chris, that's why I don't like them things. I like hard copies. All right? So get up off me.
Ask Me Anything. Get those questions in. You can send them in. Ask our at Windy Radio at 92.9 The Game. If we knew the 92.9 The Game fax number, you could fax them in. Maybe you can swing by Randy's house and he can fax those.
I had to send some stuff over there the other day, a little while ago. I had to sign something for them over there. And I should have seen my signature, Chris. I wouldn't have let the thing go through, but they did, so I appreciate it.
All right, let's get to some calls here. Ask Me Anything here as we wrap it up on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's start with Eric in Gainesville. Eric.
Hey, Andy. Hey, Randy. Hey, Wendy.
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, what's up, man?
Hello.
Hey, Randy, this question is for you. Do you have a Yellow Pages book?
You know what? I think they did drop off a phone book one day, man. Yeah, I don't need that because I don't call nobody. Everybody I got in my contacts in my phone, I know how to use Yelp, and I know how to use that stuff. See, that's what I'm saying. Just because I like stuff in a certain way don't mean I'm just, you know, chaotic. Like, I don't got no payphone. I ain't got no landline up in here, Chris. I just like doing stuff. I don't want to go all the way over this, okay? Is that hard to believe? I don't want to give it all up yet, all right? I still like the old stuff.
Right? Let's go to Hal. Hal, you're next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We got Hal.
Hey, Rick. Yes. This
hey, what's going on, man?
For nothing much, man. I'm a big Georgia fan. Go Dawgs.
Yes,
and I always wanted to ask you, if you ever had an opportunity, would you get into coaching football?
Appreciate it, man. I've been asked that question so many times, and I don't want to do it.
I coached high school ball for years, and
it was not what I wanted to do. I love football. I love everything about football. I love teaching the game of football to young players and all that. I just don't like dealing with everything that else goes with it. That's why I couldn't go to college. I can't deal with recruiting. I can't deal with kissing your ass, and then you going to sit there and tell me that I got to make you feel better so you can go to my school. Can't do it. Will never do it. I ain't going to sit there on pins and needles when the kid put out my top eight schools. So? I'm not – I can't do it, man. No, so I'm sorry. I can't do it. But I love teaching and all those things, but coaching, too many politics in it for me.
Let's go to Hassan, who is next. Hassan, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Thanks a lot, guys. Look here. I got a fax machine that's connected to my computer, and whenever I send over the fax, I don't worry about nobody hacking into my damn email getting my information.
You're damn right, Hassan.
You know what I'm saying? And then if the fax that I send them, if it's somebody screw around, I know exactly where to go to find out who messed around with my information. You know what I'm saying? And lastly, when you talk about, man, you know, we had the same code about don't mess with my money, my woman, or my children. But when you talk about fighting somebody, Randy, do you ever think that they could beat your ass?
Nope. Next question.
Nope.
No. Nope. Yeah, please. I ain't worried about that.
You can't have that self-doubt.
It's all about confidence.
That's right.
Hell no. I don't have myself down by nothing.
$9 callers. Ask me anything here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Wendy, do you have anything else?
I'm just saying, Randy, you're scanning a piece of paper into that fax machine, right? It's got to read it somehow in order for it to get to another destination. People can hack into that, just to let you know.
No, they can't.
Okay.
It's like your iCloud and all of those stuff getting hacked.
You can.
Hey, man. No.
You can. Let's go with this question. How do we keep Trae Young from hooking up with a Kardashian?
I don't know, man. That's all I can say. I don't know, man. I don't know. I ain't messed that. That's that man business. And hey, if he want to be with one of them, let him do his thing, man. All right. It's not a proven fact.
Can he wait until next season? Okay.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Trae got a girlfriend already. He already got a nice little lady.
I just want them to win.
Don't be putting that. Hold on, Chris. Hold on. Say it again, Wendy.
I just want the Hawks to win. So why would they win? Curse.
Not Wendy Adams. Not Wendy Adams. Not Wendy Adams ain't believing it. When Wendy almost punched me in my face when I said it about 3 years ago at the Wade Ford tailgate and got mad at me. So you want to say it again, Wendy?
That was a whole different deal.
Okay.
I thought it was the Khloe Kardashian Tristan Thompson thing. That's what we were going.
But everybody put him in that. Everybody puts him in that too. But now Trae got a lady, man. Trae got an old lady.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. I don't know that man's business.
Well, let's go with this one, Randy or Chris. Do any of y'all play instruments, and what are they?
No.
Yeah, I played guitar since I was in high school.
And there's a follow-up question. Randy what instrument do you wish you could play?
Oh, well, I always wanted to play the saxophone. Yes, sir. The saxophone or the piano, because I think the coolest cat I've ever met was the dude that just randomly goes in the hotel lobby. Chris plays the piano.
Sits down and plays the piano.
Just randomly. You just cool in all of a sudden. And a cat just... You can be talking to like Raquel or something. Hey, what's up, girl? Yeah, let me go play you something. And he walk over there, instant action. Yes, sir.
Chris, where's the guitar been this week during the commercial breaks? Usually you're strumming away, and I'm listening to whatever riff you got going on there. I haven't had it at all this week.
I have not done that this week. You're right. I have not. I've rearranged the office a little bit. I don't have one within arm's reach. I'll have to fix that before tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to need that on Thursday and Friday, all right?
We'll do that.
Well, this one's for everybody. What is the one topping you must have on your burger, not including cheese?
Bacon.
Yeah, bacon.
I would have to say lettuce for me. I like the crunch.
I'm going to go with grilled onions. Bacon's the right choice, though. Bacon is the right choice.
So good,
and then some sort of like aioli thing, you know? Any of those awesome little, like, sauces. Like an aioli, like a chipotle one or like a garlic one or something like that. I love when they put some random thing on there.
Well, if you're going to go with the...
What is it called again?
An aioli. It's just basically like a... It's just like a flavored mayo, more or less.
If you're going to go with the onions... if you're going to go with the onions like that, Brian, go with a little barbecue sauce there.
Oh, yeah. I'm not afraid of those. When they have those barbecue burgers, those are pretty
1,000%
good.
1,000% little crispy onions on top?
Yes.
Let's
and
go.
Pickles.
Yes. All right. We got time for one more, Wendy.
Let's see. Who was or who is the most overrated professional sports team head coach or manager?
Oh, man.
I got this. Doc Rivers.
I mean, this is something Chuck was doing with him. You say Doc Rivers?
Yeah. He's played with about – he's coached about 15 Hall of Famers. He's got one title.
Yeah, but isn't he kind of – I mean, I wouldn't say Doc is overrated, though, would you?
I wouldn't say he's overrated.
Four straight game seven losses, lots of playoff collapses, multiple teams.
He may be overrated in the fact that the guy keeps getting a job somehow. And keeps landing good jobs.
I think he's just always talked about among some of the better coaches in the NBA, you know?
D'Antoni.
Harbaugh.
D'Antoni, yeah. Of course, yeah. Harbaugh in college. I thought he was going to be better than he was, but yeah, Harbaugh, yeah.
Let's get to our takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Start us off, Wendy.
My takeaway of the day, Garrett the Gerbil, the first midday show pet.
Yes, my takeaway is definitely that when Wendy said A-Rod is a gerbil guy. I don't know what that means, but everybody seemed to think it was funny because it was. They said A-Rod like a gerbil guy. That's all I got to say. That's it. No more.
Randy has a fax machine.
Chris?
I didn't know that. All the years I've known Randy McMichael, I did not know the man had a fax machine in his house.
Well, nobody knew.
That he
nobody
uses
knew they brought it up.
A lot.
I never thought it was a big deal. I thought more people used it. I did. And obviously, you saw one of our callers. He uses his still. So, get over it.
To that point.
Say it was a bad thing.
Yeah, fax machines, they're for old people like Randy, they're for Ronaldo, and they're for college football recruiting. Those are the three things we know they're used for. That's all I got for today.
That's it. You remember on the National Signing Day a couple of years ago when Alabama turned the camera on the fax machine in the Alabama football offices? Hysterical. All right, it's going to wrap it up for us.
Hey, let's go home!
Thanks to Steve Ashbrenner, NBA.com, for joining us. Thanks to you guys for hanging out as well. Back in this chair again tomorrow, filling in for Andy Bunker, who's taking a couple of days of vacation. Go Hawks. Enjoy the game tonight, Randy. See you guys tomorrow. Right, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, and the Odyssey app.
My friends roots for Hawks.
Watch out now!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.